TalkRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live this week at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, as we are just about every single Monday night for those just joining us for the first time. I am Sir Rockin'. That, who will be talking in a second, is Lindsay Ward.
Wow. Well played.
We are presented, as always, by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all the latest wrestling figure-related videos from one Matt Goldberg.
Yes.
Who is featured quite often on the WWE YouTube channel, which he was for a Bray Wyatt Roman Reigns video he put together for them for his stop-motion video. So check it out. It is on the it is on the WWE YouTube page right now. It's awesome. And if you look in there, you can see the original Rack logo. It's kind of awesome. Just pointing that one out.
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. It was very, very long this week.
Just a little bit.
But things came out of Monday Night Raw, and things opened with the Evolution reacting to their loss against the Shield.
They think they've won. You all think they won. You all think this is over. The Shield think this is over.
2-0.
You don't get it. None of you get it. I don't lose. I never lose. I win. Always. This will not be over until the Shield exists no longer. And that happens tonight.
I don't want another match with the Shield. Been there, done that. I'm done with that. I want what's coming to me. I want my one-on-one championship match. You promised me.
Dave, there's a reason I'm the leader here. There's a reason I am the leader here. There is a reason I am the boss. It's because I have an ability to see the bigger picture, okay? Maybe you don't see the bigger picture, but there is a bigger picture in play here that I see, and there is a plan. Understand?
I don't care about your plan. I don't care about your plan. I don't care about the Shield. I came back. I did what I said I was going to do. I won the Royal Rumble. I earned a one-on-one championship match, and I won it, and I won it tonight.
Not sure if you're aware of this, but Daniel Bryan is injured and cannot compete, which means that even if I wanted to, Dave, I can't give you a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship tonight. Even if I did, you'd probably choke in it anyway.
Ouch.
Earn.
All right, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Hey, things are a little tense tonight. Maybe you haven't noticed. Things are a little stressful around here, all right? But here's the thing. There is a plan. Is this how you want to go down? Is this how you want to be remembered, Dave? Huh? You want to go down as the guy that couldn't beat the Shield? I'm not going to do that. No, I have never started a fight that I couldn't finish, and I am not starting today. This ends when the Shield is no more. Not until I say, when that happens, then you will get everything that you have been promised, everything you have ever dreamed of. But until that time, no one is getting anything.
I understand. And I quit.
What?
You what? You quit? Get back here! Get back in this ring! What are you gonna do? You're gonna run back to Hollywood? Huh? You're gonna run back to Hollywood when your movie craps out there? Don't come running back to me, cause you're finished! You hear me? Get back here!
Triple H was not happy that Batista said the words, "I quit."
Again.
Again, yeah. About 4 years later, to the exact point or something, almost?
Almost, yeah. I think it was like almost to the day that he walked out.
I don't think so. I think it's like, I think he left in May that year. We just started June, so it's close.
It's really close, but yeah, it's around that time, and well, we all know Dave has to go off to promote Guardians of the Galaxy, so he's going bye-bye, which, well, leaves the Evolution Group a member down.
Yeah, a member down is exactly correct at this point. So, later on the WWE app, Batista said he was tired of all the false promises, and that is why he is no more. May 24th.
Which is kind of a shoot.
May 24th was the time he left. So,
fair enough.
About 8 days later, 8 days to the day, something like that, 4 years ago. Our opening contest, before we get to that, this was a good start to Raw.
Oh, this was a great match.
You had Sheamus and Rob Van Dam taking on Wade Barrett and Cesaro. yeah, these four guys can go a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You had Paul Heyman on commentary who talked about his client. And they spent some time talking about the number one trend in the world after the opening segment, Bluetista.
Yep.
Batista was not happy about it, and, well, they're rubbing it in because they can.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I've seen memes of him as a Smurf, as a Power Ranger, as just, yeah. I mean, people are having fun with it, and it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, they really, really are. So, good match. Physicality among was all up in this one. Cesaro went for a bro kick. Sheamus went for a bro kick. Cesaro got pulled out of the ring by Paul Heyman. And, well, they decided to, well, walk away, leaving Wade Barrett by himself. He took a bro kick and a 5-star frog splash from Rob Van Dam. Sheamus and RVD pick up the win tonight on Monday Night Raw.
I'm sorry, I'm reading all the social media. What?
Sheamus and RVD win.
Yay! I'm sorry, no. Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and everything is kind of imploding right now, and like a whole bunch of people are talking to me, so I'm sorry.
What
professionalism! Yeah.
Yeah. Blowing up the internet earlier today on Monday Night Raw was one Damian Sandow, or should I say Lance Stevenson, as he was portraying tonight on Monday Night Raw. Yeah, yeah, he came out dressed as the Indiana Pacer. He noted that they all know the Pacer season has come to an end. He put over LeBron James as the best player in the world today and said the Pacers are losers from a loser city. And then he was basically showing off his mad skills in basketball, not dribbling, but putting it between his legs repeatedly. He did the old fake alley-oop to himself before, and then went back to his, you know, his fake dribbling. Big Show came out. He taunted Big Show. How he wanted none of his mad skills in playing basketball. And, well, he blew in Show's ear, a la Lance Stevenson, on LeBron James from last week. Chucked the ball into Sandow, and then, well, got knocked out. Did Sandow from the Big Show.
Yep.
Poor Sandow. Poor Sandow. But give him credit. He is playing this up well.
Oh, at least he's getting on TV and they're doing stuff with him, so I can't complain about that. But yeah, poor Damian.
Up next, Lindsay. It's time to believe. As Bo Dallas, the inspirational one himself, took on Kofi Kingston.
Hey, look, he got his rematch that he didn't get last night because of Kane for some reason.
Yeah. Bo Dallas cut a promo basically putting over the Miami Heat, overcoming the Indiana Pacers because, well, they didn't believe like the Heat did.
Yeah, they were taking shots tonight.
So, yeah.
It was just, yeah, sorry, again. But, yeah, they were taking shots. I think at one point, I think it was in the Sandow segment, they showed, like, one of the Indiana Pacers. He was in the audience.
Right before he came out, yeah.
He was not happy, to say the least.
No.
I'm sure Bo's shot didn't help either.
No, they were getting some cheap heel heat tonight. So, yeah, good stuff. Bo Dallas versus Kofi Kingston. Solid match. Bo picked up the win with the running Bo Dog.
He's doing the satisfaction. I love it.
Speaking of him, he's now appearing on my television as we speak.
Just believe.
He's gonna believe, everybody. Believe. Bo Dallas did his celebration afterwards. Kofi wanted no part of the hug.
No. Kofi is not a hugger, apparently.
No, he's not. Renee Young was backstage trying to get a word with Triple H, but Stephanie McMahon walked out and said, well, she has a scoop that she's going to announce something about the WWE title next. And that's where we are at the top of the second hour. Out came Stephanie McMahon. Stephanie said last night, Payback, Daniel Bryan showed his true colors. A selfish little man who chose himself over what's best for business, his wife, and all of you. Because Bryan didn't do the right thing surrendering the WWE title. He said instead Bryan stood impotently by while his prey fell on her sword. That line made me chuckle as I read it again. Stephanie said Brie should have been fired 2 weeks ago for putting her hands on her, but she showed restraint and leadership. And what did she get for it? A slap to the face. That's okay. She's tough. She's a McMahon. She wondered if Bryan would be able to live with herself every day looking into Brie's eyes to see her broken heart. But it's time to move on from Daniel Bryan. It's about the WWE title. And in 4 weeks at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, if, and the key word is if, Daniel Bryan can compete, he will be defending the WWE Championship against Kane in a stretcher match. But there's a but here.
Mm-hmm.
If Bryan cannot compete, then for the first time ever, the Money in the Bank ladder match will be for the vacated WWE Championship.
I liked what they did here. I liked how they gave themselves the option because they don't know about Daniel Bryan. It's kind of apparent that they still don't know where he's going to be come Money in the Bank, and so it's something of if they have to force him to vacate the title and they do the Money in the Bank match for the title instead, by the way, Rock Mole, they can. Or you can have Bryan defend it against Kane in a stretcher match. I don't know how good of an idea it is to put a man who just had surgery in a stretcher match, but, well. But at least they've given themselves the option.
This is where I say I'm not the mole.
You are the mole.
I am not the damn mole.
He's the mole.
No, I'm really, really not. She is the mole. There's a reason she wasn't around last week. She was telling WWE all our secrets.
Oh yeah, I so was.
So, out came John Cena. Yes, John Cena came out to a mix of cheers and boos, which Steph said sounds like these people like him about as much as they like her. Steph congratulated Cena on his last man standing victory over Bray Wyatt. Huge kudos to you. I hope you're okay, she said. And we got a Cena sucks chance at this point. Cena returned to face Stephanie. He said he thinks her decision making is kind of questionable. The crowd then brought up, let's go Cena sucks again. Cena continued, then that's what's happening with the WWE World Heavyweight title has got in hand. He said he's a former champion. He knows what it's like to win and lose a title. He said he's had injuries that forced him to actually give up the title. And Steph said, you're right about that. Bryan should follow his lead. Cena said, that's not correct. No one is bigger than the WWE title, especially not a spoiled egomaniac named Stephanie McMahon. And Steph responded, oh, you cheered that? Cena said he gets it that Steph does not like Bryan and she doesn't want him as champion, but Bryan is good. He's really good. And he's going to tell her something that the audience can as loud as they want for whoever they want. But at the end of the day, it's about proving yourself in the ring. And every time Bryan steps in the ring, he proves that he has championship material. Cena noted that Bryan beat him fair and square at SummerSlam for the title. And that she took it away from Bryan again and again. Cena said Bryan is afraid to give up the title because he thinks Steph will never give the title shot to him again. Steph said, you can't live in fear. Then she's trying to do the right thing for business. Why can't anyone actually understand this? And then, because this report does not have the exact the line, so I gotta look it up. Cena and Stephanie, they exchanged a line between one another, which was classic. Cena talked about, you know, the crowd and stuff, and then brought up how he's had different types of surgeries, and then mentioned Stephanie McMahon having a surgery as well, which, yeah, which was all kinds of interesting. Give me 1 second, everybody, as I'm looking it up on the spot. So, hold on. Yep.
Yeah, Cena made an implant joke, to which everybody was like, gee, I wonder how Nikki felt about that. I don't think Nikki gives a crap.
Yeah, here it was. Cena says, you've had surgeries. Steph says, that put me out of action. That put me in action, not out of action. Cena says, we'll put that in a chest somewhere. Bravo, John Cena. Bravo.
Yes, bravo. Well done, well played.
And then Cena gave Stephanie a job evaluation saying she's a zero, so she can get her resume ready, because zeros means you suck. Which followed a you suck chant. And then she basically said, quite frankly, I don't care. What she does care about is creating opportunity. If she won't give Brian opportunities, then she'll give Cena opportunity tonight. She knows Cena's a little beat up tonight, but Cena will face Brian's opponent at Money in Bank if Brian can compete, the Demon Kane. And then she said, payback's a bitch, John, but then again, so am I. Great line.
Yep.
That was a great line from Steph. This was a good segment. I liked it.
It was a good segment. It was a little long.
It was.
But it was a good segment. It took them a little while to get there.
They had a lot to say.
They had a lot to say. I liked how Cena hinted that he was potentially not done with Bray. You kind of had, so you don't really know what the status is of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cena also hinted about possibly going back into the title picture, which I don't think he should, but, you know, they don't really have many options at this point as far as who could take the title, so it's really going to have to be if they have to take it off of Bryan and they want to put it on somebody. Cena or Orton, I guess, would be your top guys at this point. You're not going to put it on Hunter unless you just do like a curveball and
Triple H
in the bank.
Triple H movement.
Yeah. Bo Dallas is going to win Money in the Bank and win the WWE title. Call him a shot.
Hey, stranger things have happened. Now the question.
Stranger things have happened.
The question is, if he does do that, is he going to Disney World?
Yes, he's totally going on Disney World. We are going to have the Bo World Tour Part 2.
Yes. We had.
Oh my God! Somebody had a sign that said, "Come get on the Bo train."
That's tremendous.
That's awesome.
John Cena versus Kane was our next matchup. Really wasn't much of a match. Cena had early offense, but Kane took control and then just started beating Cena in the corner. Repeated knee smashes, and then the referee, well, DQ'd Kane for not adhering to his commands. So Kane got DQ'd. They brawled on the outside. Kane had a little trouble arranging the steel steps. set him up for a tombstone. Cena got out, posted Kane, and then threw the steps at Kane, knocking him down. Not as impressive as the throw last night, but it was a throw nonetheless.
Yeah, the throw was just okay. It was not as good as last night.
Because, well, last night was a lot more impressive, and we'll talk more about that on Thursday on The Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So bookmark it, put it in your calendars. We will be live Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tune in.
Yes, tune in. It will be awesome.
Randy Orton was backstage. Renee Young caught up with him and asked for his reaction to what happened. He says things got heated. Batista took his ball and went home, but now he's 100% on the same page as Triple H. He is still the face of the WWE and will prove it tonight against his opponent he's been granted to face, Roman Reigns. So that will be that will be our main event tonight. I'm going to say this how I wrote this on Twitter, Lindsay. Okay. Los Matadors versus 3MB. I think I've typed this before.
once or twice.
Or 30 times.
You know, I get that they're trying to get Torito and Hornswoggle to face each other. I am so over this. Like, can we move them on? They have literally been feuding, what, before Mania?
Technically, they've been feuding since the Matadors debuted in WWE.
Yeah, that long. I mean, it's just, can we kind of move this along, maybe, just a little bit? Like, can you just isolate it down to, like, Hornswoggle and Torito and maybe move everybody along? Because, yeah, this is, like, it's great they're getting the Matadors on TV. It's great they're getting 3MB on TV, which, by the way, Drew McIntyre sent out a really snarky tweet after something else had happened later tonight, which I'll read here when we get to it. But, yeah, it's just, like, is this really all you have for them? Is just this continued feud that's just going to go on and on forever. It's never going to stop. It's literally the feud that never ends.
Apparently the Wikipedia page has been updated. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, dude, there's fan fiction about it already.
We'll get to that here in a bit. Los Matadors, again, as I've put on Twitter, they won! Never seen
Yay!
That before. Hornswoggle came out with a wig. It got pulled off and revealed his... God, that must have sucked, being stuck for your whole day with that mess of a hair.
Yeah, poor Hornswoggle. I hope they let him shave his head now.
His movie star good looks are slowly fading away.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Alicia Fox and Oksana took on Nikki Bella in a handicap match. Stephanie made this handicap match on the WWE app. You know, basically for punishment for Brie. They beat down Nikki the entire time, and Fox beat Nikki Bella, so Foxana wins. They continued to beat up Nikki. No one came to help. Where's Eva Marie? Where's Natty? Where are the Total Divas?
Yeah, where are the Total Divas?
Apparently Nikki doesn't have any friends.
That or they got told not to help. One of the two.
One of the two.
But, yeah, Nikki being the good sister and standing up for the family, and, well, she paid for it.
So we hear the Wyatt little screech, but there's an empty chair. You see Eric Rowan, and then Luke Harper. Luke Harper started talking, basically talked up that it's now their time to pick up Bray Wyatt's cause against the Usos. He said they will pay for their atrocities and they will be put down. Harper said they will not spare the flock, they will suffer for their misdeeds, and then they will burn. Then Rowan chimed in with, follow the buzzards.
Okay, this is where my heart broke the first time tonight, because I realized Bray was not going to be there. I waited all day to see him, and he wasn't there. And then I had the second thought of, oh crap, they left him in the box. Somebody forgot to go get Bray Wyatt out of the box that Cena locked, like, stuffed him into.
And he's still in that box.
He's still in that box. The kids forgot to go get Bray.
Sorry, Bray. We'll get you later. Here's some cookies.
Yeah, take a nap, Bray. Just take a nap. No, this was great. You know, aside from the fact that Bray Wyatt wasn't there, but this was a real chance for Harper and Rowan to both shine. I liked how you had Harper step up and take charge. He delivered a really great promo. Rowan was good in it as well. He looked a little confused, despite the mask, you know, the body language and everything. I mean, it was really nice.
Nice solid promo by Harper and Rowan, despite Bray Wyatt not being there.
Well, he was there in spirit. The chair was there.
The chair was there, so he is there in spirit. It's party time all the time. Adam Rose, Jack Swagger. Solid match.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Rose picked up the victory with his party foul, I believe it's called. That's the finish.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Adam Rose continues his winning streak, and, well, Zeb was not happy. And JBL does not like the bunny.
JBL does not like the bunny.
The bunny is awesome. Just point that one out. Because woo, 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 you know it. Usos cut a promo. Usos were showing their effects from last night. It's time for the Usos to get crazy like a wild pit bull. They were very fired up and ready to take down the Wyatt family tonight. And then we have the match, Usos versus Harper and Rowan in a non-title match.
This was a great match.
It was a well-paced match, had a little bit of a slow spot, but they picked up, as they always do in these types of matches, they got a lot of time, very physical, really good stuff between these four.
Yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of this match. You saw, again, it gave Harper and Rowan a chance to shine without Bray there. The chair was there. Bray was not.
No, we had flying Usos, we had a flying Harper, and the day we have a flying Rowan, the internet again will explode because, well, he will make it explode because he's going to fly.
Yep.
There was one point Harper went for the clothesline but took the super kick for a two count. But then Rowan came in, spies were going everywhere. He took down one of the Usos, laid him out, got the pin. Rowan and Harper win.
Yay! The boys win! Should note that they looked really lost without Bray.
And it looks like they are headed for the tag team titles since they now beat the tag team champions twice.
Twice, yes. And it will be very interesting when that happens. Whether they do it at Money in the Bank or they do it on like a Raw or SmackDown.
We shall see. It's time for the Money in the Bank qualifying match. Dolph Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio. Good match.
Solid match.
Ziggler had a few chances to win. Came up short. Del Rio was able to lock in the cross arm breaker and Ziggler tapped out, and Twitter went, "No! No! Why are they wasting Dolph Ziggler? No!" So Del Rio is moving on to Money in the Bank.
I'd just like to point this out from a medical perspective, that it's probably not a good idea for a guy who's had multiple concussions to, you know, especially in the frequency Ziggler's had them recently, to put him in a ladder match.
Especially when the last concussion he got came from a ladder.
Yeah. Probably not the best of ideas. I mean, I get they're probably trying to protect Ziggler, and pretty sure who else is going to go in that match. It's probably, I think they're honestly setting it up to be a match where if they have to put the title in there, it makes sense for the people to be in that match. That's probably what they're doing, is they are setting it up to be a title match if it has to be. And the contenders, not to say that Ziggler is not a contender, he's a former 2-time world heavyweight champion, but Del Rio's a little bit more decorated in that regard. I think he's WWE and world heavyweight.
Yes.
At least once.
Yes.
World heavyweight, I think it's multiple.
Yes.
So, he's a little bit more decorated than Ziggler, so it makes sense that if you're going to put somebody in a championship match, that you put Del Rio in, and also Ziggler does not need to be playing with ladders.
Especially around Jack Swagger.
Yeah, if they put Swagger in that match, it definitely doesn't need to have Ziggler in it.
I don't think Swagger's getting anywhere close to it. Anyway.
No, I don't think he is either, but yeah. Protect the Ziggler. Protect him at all costs.
Ryback and Curtis Axel. Ryback takes on Goldust and Cody Rhodes. Chosen partner for Goldust? Sin Cara. Yeah. Who do you replace everybody with? Hunico.
Pretty much.
Ryback's the one. like, gave him a bad partner. JBL was all for it, and then, well, no, not so much. So we'll see where that goes. Up next, it's the Hero of Russian Federation ceremony for Alexander Rusev. I have no idea what happened. It was a thing. No one interrupted. We had the Russian national anthem. He got a medal. There was confetti. Lana was there?
Lana was there. Lana looked stunning. But then again, Lana always looks stunning. But yeah, I truly did not understand the point. There was an Edward Snowden reference, which like everybody just kind of guffawed at. But yeah, this was like... I get you're trying to give them TV time, but it's like you're looking at the time, and this went on at like 8:30-ish?
10:43.
Okay, 10:43. And it lasted
about a while.
It lasted, what, like 10 minutes?
About 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, because you're sitting there and you're like, you know, everybody's all jazzed up, it's Roman versus Randy for the main event, and this is going on, and it's lasting, and it's lasting, and it's like 10:50. You know, 10:55 before I think Evolution. I think Evolution hit the ring. Or, I'm sorry, not Evolution. The Shield hit the ring at like 11.
Yeah.
So that's how long this went.
Like 11:02, they started talking.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, they're gonna cut a promo first. I guess this is gonna be like a really, really, really super short match. And it's like the more you're looking at it, it's like.
Something's afoot. Something doesn't smell right. But as Lindsay mentioned, the Shield came out, and they were cutting a promo. Dean Ambrose says, crowd, how they look after the beating last night? Shield, it was their biggest challenge today, but they stood tall with a clean sweep, eliminating every member of Evolution without a single casualty. Ambrose called domination. Rollins said Shield adapted, while Evolution perished last night. And earlier tonight, the whole world was a witness to their implosion. The reason? Because even though Evolution are three of the greatest in history, last night they were not one like the Shield. Instead, they were three strangers standing on one side of the ring. They weren't brothers, said Roman Reigns. Reigns said, this is the Shield, so Reigns, you're going to bring your ass out, and he'll break your jaw with the symbol of excellence. You know, the fist. Evolution came out. Hunter and Orton. Hunter had a sledgehammer. So, to equalize it, Seth Rollins grabbed the steel chair. Cool. Ringside, Hunter said, told the Shield that what he does better than anyone else is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight is plan B. And there's
always
a plan B. Shield was like, wait, what's going on? What's going on? And then, bam! Seth Rollins nails Roman Reigns in the back with a steel chair.
And Dean's face sold the whole thing. Like, when Hunter said that, I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for it. And it's like, you could smell a swerve coming. Something was coming. And as I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and I'm watching it unfold, I came to the brilliant realization that it's like, wait, Seth's the only one with a chair. Oh my God, Seth, no. And then he just winds up and he hits Roman. And, like, I gasped in shock when it happened. Because it's like, oh my God, Seth, no. Out of all three members of the Shield, you would have thought it would have been Dean or Roman ever before it was Seth.
Because the natural face of the group is Seth Rollins.
Yeah, the natural face of the group, the architect of the Shield, is Seth Rollins. So for Seth to turn, it was like, holy crap! And then it's like, yeah, Dean didn't quite know what to do for a second. Because he's like, dude, what did you just do? And like, that's what he's looking at Seth like. He's like, what did you just do? And Seth just... It proceeds to beat him with a chair.
Yeah, Rollins nailed him in the gut, nailed him in the back, started laying waste to both Roman and Dean with the steel chair. The fans chanted, you sold out, you sold out. He curb-stopped Ambrose into the chair. then took his chair, left, gave it to Hunter and Orton, rather Orton. Hunter patted Rollins on the shoulder. Orton with the chair started nailing Reigns in the back. Took off his vest and shirt and nailed him again and again with the chair, which is
ow.
So they continue to lay them out. And then the three members, Orton, Rollins, and Hunter, stood over the fallen members of the Shield, where Hunter says, "I win."
Yeah, this was... You kind of felt something was coming. You kind of knew it, just in the way they set all of it up and everything, but yeah, it's like, you never expected Seth. This was a great, great swerve. I mean, it's... The rest of the show was kind of... You know, the first 2 hours were a little boring, and then it got really good in, like, the third hour, because they were building to the third hour, obviously, which is, you know, you have this giant swerve at the end of Monday Night Raw. The Shield dies, and it's like, holy crap, what's going to happen now? Because Seth, honey, I love you, but you better run. Because when Dean and Roman get up, they are going to kill you in your face.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, poor Roman, like, he sent out this heartbreaking tweet, which was a shot of his back from the show. Uh-huh. Afterwards, and he said, like, trust is dead to me. Yeah, trust is completely dead to me. And his back is just all kinds of messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, Drew McIntyre, being the snarky little shit that he is, tweets to something to the effect of, you know, the Shield dies and 3MB still going strong.
Because we're the three-man band, baby.
Pretty much, yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I know they imploded the Shield fandom, I'm pretty sure the WWE universe as well, but I'm kind of thinking, I'm really surprised they actually did not break Twitter. I think they came close, because, like, people were telling me that their timelines had stopped. So I think WWE actually broke Twitter tonight.
Oh, yeah. As I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Yeah, they broke social media in a big way tonight. So bravo to them. Well done. Like I said, everybody was expecting it to be Dean or Roman. Especially to join Evolution, everybody was actually really expecting it to be Roman. So this was a great, great turn on their part.
It was, and that's how Monday Night Raw ended. We will see what happens next for Evolution and the rest of the Shield next week, most likely on Monday Night Raw. I don't expect to hear much on SmackDown. I think they'll save this for Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get your answers on Monday Night Raw next week. Friday's going to be about Bray Wyatt and the fallout with Bray Wyatt and John Cena. Because that's where Bray Wyatt returns, is on SmackDown. So somebody went and got him out of the box.
Or will get him out of the box by Friday.
Or will get him out of the box by Friday. Who knows? Maybe they need to let him cool down a little bit. But yeah. Friday should be interesting. Monday's going to be a must-see. Because that's where we're going to find out what Seth's price was to sell his soul to Triple H.
And we shall. But on that note, we're going to draw the line in the sand right now and wrap things up for the evening. This is where I say Thursday night we return live at 11 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
We have so much to talk about. Holy crap. We have news. We have NXT. We have Payback. We have possibly Impact if we have time for it. We're going to try and squeeze as much in as we can. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So tune in 11 p.m. right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Speaking of a lot of stuff, we have more stuff beyond that.
We do.
Wednesday, which is before Thursday, on Rock Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com, it'll be the Season 2, Episode 10 review of Total Divas, the one from a week ago Sunday. That'll be put out on Wednesday for everybody to listen to. And then on Friday is the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 2, Episode 11, the season finale review. We got two of them this week from us. Plus a show, plus this. You got a lot of stuff. We got you covered this week.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff.
We got you covered this week, so check it out. RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Bookmark both sites. Follow that show on Twitter, at WTR_Rack, and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Make sure you do that. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll go back into Payback. We are playing a new game called Monotunes. So you want to check that out. And all the weird news stories. Follow that show on Twitter, at CB Radio WTR, and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. Sunday night, it is WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, giving you the week in pro wrestling. Follow that show on Twitter, at CB Radio, at WTR Sunday Night, and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We will be back next Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show. Follow me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Linsward, LinsWard, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. Check that out. There's a little hiccup with my Redbubble store.
For a limited time only.
Basically what happened is I got paid a visit from the nice people in Stanford, and some things got taken down, so there aren't as many pieces available. I'm going to try and work it out and see if I can get them put back up or not and find out what exactly their problem was, so I can hopefully resolve the issue and repost the pieces. But if you want to go to my Redbubble store and purchase what is still available, because there is actually a good number of pieces still up, including a couple wrestling pieces like Obey the Buzzards, Bow Down, and the Mucha Lucha Taker piece is still there, you can click on the link in the Contact Us section of my website. It will take you to my Redbubble store, and you can check it out. If you just want to view my artwork, it is all still available at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter, and you can see it all there. They did not pull it down there yet. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. I'm Rock. She's Lindsay. We will see you all week long and live Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right back here, WildTalkRadio.com. Bookmark it. Like it. Follow it. We're out. Later.